Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, and I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. But today, I'm going to be doing a live scheduled broadcast where it's not going to be question and answer. I'm going to be giving you a bunch of information because I'm actually going to be not here at the moment. I'm actually family is away. I'm with my three daughters on this Sunday, so I needed to take a little time to them. Like I said last week, September is one of the busiest months for me when it comes to everything going on, and I appreciate everybody who has emailed with questions. Everything makes it so much easier. I just want to keep giving you live material as much as I can. It's just sometimes being a dad and working multiple jobs gets in the way, and this is what's going on this time. So I appreciate everybody. I will be back next week to give you more live and in-person questions. So I'm definitely there for that. I have a few emails that I'm going to get through, talk about some different things. Looking like, you know, the weather so far is still staying fall temperatures, right? Where, fall officially happens on, I believe, the 22nd. I think it's like 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning, something along those lines. So it is fall. We are starting to see those temperatures drop at night, which they have been for some time now. So we're really thinking about what we can be doing with our plants. Bringing them in, getting them ready, what are we doing, right? And those are all things we will discuss as the show goes on today. We'll also discuss what we can be doing in the garden. Right, there's a number of things that I have been talking about the past couple weeks and saying, you know, we need to do more of this at this time, or we need to do this, and I want to talk about that a little bit more because I find that it is so important to be looking at those things, you know, like mulching, compost, putting compost down. You know, what else can we be doing? You know, looking at using our compost with some of the leaves and what we can do and how we can get that ready, right? Should we be fertilizing certain plants? Should we be doing that now? Should we be waiting till spring? What should we be doing? Also, talking about the lawn a bit, talking about getting those areas ready, right, for that next application. You know, as I've been saying, 5 applications of the lawn, definitely way to go. Try to do a little bit of product highlights during the show as well today. Just gives me a little extra time to talk about some of the products that are out there that we should be thinking about. And like I said, I'm going to be answering a few of the questions that I have from you guys that have been coming up via email. So we'll get into that as well. So plenty of things to discuss and talk about. But again, you know, don't make any calls in today because I am just going to be giving you all new information, things that, you know, I might have talked about before, but this is all never been heard before today, right? These are definitely some new things that we're talking about. And again, I will be back the following week, so I look forward to that. So let's jump right into a question I got from Donna Brownlee. Sent me a picture, which when you look at it, it's a giant beetle that's black with a little bit of blue on it. And it's saying, the question here is saying, for the first time ever, I've had what I believe to be blister beetles eating the leaves of my Japanese anemone. Would Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew work against them, or is there another product that you'd recommend? And she just says, I've attached a picture for confirmation that I've identified them correctly. Thank you for all the knowledge that you share with us. And it says, Donna Brownlee. Now, based on the picture, it's definitely a blister beetle. And definitely correct on what to use. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew, which is a spinosad product, or spinosad, however you would like to say it, is definitely the product to be using on this. And it's one that we want to spray completely all over the plant, right? What we want to make sure we do is we want to make sure that we use it and spray it at night when, you know, the sun is starting to go down. Because at that point, the bees that could be pollinating around, and yes, they're still out, it's going to not get on those bees if you spray during the day, right? Because bees are out during the day, but they go back to their hive at night. Ready? When the sun starts to go down, they go home. It's easier for them to know where they're going during the day. So, that being said, spinosad is what to use in the afternoon close to the end of the day. And the reason being, even though this is an organic products can suffocate beneficial insects too. Right? And you could, on any type of organic insecticide, I would always 100% recommend spraying in the evening. Right? End of the day, when the sun's going down, so that we don't affect any of the pollinators that we want in the yard. You've heard me talk about for weeks upon weeks upon weeks about pollinators and doing all the right things for these. This is part of it. This is part of that whole conversation of what to do to protect our pollinators. Right? So obviously we need to use products in the garden to protect our plants and get rid of unwanted bugs. And there's ways to do that, obviously. And that's why we go with the organics. Some will go with some synthetics. Up to you. End of the day, I'm not the one purchasing it. I'm just giving you ideas of what to do, giving you the options. So again, that being said, any product being sprayed during the day could suffocate a pollinating insect, so that's why we do it at the end of the day. So this blister beetle is one that we are definitely going to do in the evening with spinosad. So spinosad is the active ingredient. The most common that you can see out there is the Bonaid Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. You get that in a ready-to-use or ready-to-spray. Ready-to-use is like a trigger spray, like a Windex bottle. And then the ready to spray is one that attaches right to the hose and it mixes with water and gets to where it needs to be all over the plant. So it's definitely something, you know, up to you on which one you want to use, how many plants you have. And it doesn't go bad like immediately. This is not one of those things. It'll definitely last for over a year. So if you had to purchase something right now and you needed to use it again in the spring, that'd be no problem. Not to worry. It's not something that's just going to go bad immediately. Okay? So if you have to purchase it right now and then wait to use it again in the spring because the season's over, you're fine. It's going to be all right. Just keep it in a cool, dry spot in the garage somewhere that will be protected. So hopefully that helps you out, Donna. I appreciate the email, and it is amazing to see a beetle like that, just the color, just as you kind of got the side of it. It's got that blue tinge to it, so it is different. And at first, you think big black beetle, and you don't know what it would be, but it's definitely that. So thank you for that email, Donna. Now, we got about a minute or so, a couple minutes here before the break. I'm not going to start another question yet, but, you know, I do want to talk about, you know, some of the things that we can start thinking about doing right now. We're not there completely. We're into fall, but we're not into those winter months. But we're thinking about getting ready to put the garden to bed. What are some of the things we should be doing? You know, the blister beetle previously that we just talked about is on Japanese anemone. That's one that blooms early in the season. And so we might want to protect it a little bit. So maybe adding some compost around it. Maybe adding some mulch around it to protect it during the winter months to get it ready for the season. You know, some of your perennials more like that. You know, anemone, not something you'd be cutting back right now at the end of the season, right? Kind of just letting it go. So that's some of the things we're going to start doing, right? We're not there yet. We're not done with the season yet. We're still letting it go because a lot of us who have a Montauk daisy are saying, well, the season's just beginning. Because Montauk daisies are just starting to bloom. So the fall is just beginning. We'll go over that and more because I do have a Montauk daisy question. So we will be back in a few minutes with more gardening information.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Answering email questions and talking about timely information as I am doing a pre-recorded show with all new information, new emails that I have been getting from you, the listener, to try and get you some more information at this time here. So, I want to go right back into the emails. And I got an email from Chris Dixon. It says, "Hi Patrick, I've been a listener since 1990. So, long time. I listened to my dad for years, too. If I prune my daisies in the spring and then the 1st of July, so these are the Montauk daisies, they do not bloom before a hard freeze takes them. Last year was the exception when we did not get a serious frost until November. The bees were sure happy to find them. I live 20 miles north of Concord, New Hampshire. Am I just too far north? Or should I make the second pruning a couple weeks earlier? As you know, they take up a fair amount of real estate in the garden and currently are not contributing anything but texture. Thanks for your time." Well, Chris, I completely get it. Except last year, my Montauks didn't bloom the way that they should with all those pruning. So what did I do this year? I just said I'm not going to cut anything. And guess what? They're blooming. They're getting ready to bloom. Their bud is full and just starting to crack open. We're getting to that span. So it's one of those things where it's like, who knows? Yeah, I'm more south than you, right? I'm in Chelmsford, so I'm probably a good 30, 40 miles from this area that you are discussing. And so your seasons might be a little bit different, right? You're a little bit different when it comes to your zone, right? You'll get a little bit colder, all these things. So honestly, I do think pruning them a little bit early is going to help them. But at the same time, it's kind of the way the weather changes and the way it is. You know, last year was a crazy exception because of the just lack of rain. There's no rain at all, right? And then we got some rain in September into October, and then our plants were like, hey, okay, we're supposed to be here, let's do this, right? And then they started showing what they were there for. So it has a little bit to do with that, the weather changing. But the way things have started to go the past few years, our seasons start a little bit later and they end a little bit later. So as things are going, I mean, we're in September and it still feels like, you know, this could be going for a while with the good, you know, decent weather. You know, years past, you know, let's go back 6-7 years ago, we'd be close to almost having our first frost in the next week or two. Or even closer than that, really. So I think that it has a combination of the way the seasons have changed a little bit. And, you know, I don't have a scientific reason for it. I don't have, like, the exact answer. It's just kind of what I've observed, right? But I would say that has something to do with it. So I would say, yeah, let's try to prune those daisies back a little bit earlier than the 1st of July. Right? Because when we're pruning them early in the spring, sometimes, you know, maybe they got hit by a frost then, this year, late. It kind of cut it back for a second time early, and then we cut it for a third time in July, and that could be what's causing some of it. But honestly, with the Montauk daisies, you know, I go back and forth with it, because I have done the exact same thing that you have done. I've cut it exactly what the book says for me to do, right? I mean, obviously, you know, plants can't read, but there's books out there that tell us exactly what to do. And I'm reading those books, and the books are saying the plants should do this. Well, last year they didn't for me. This year, I didn't do what the book said, and they're doing what they're supposed to. So there's a little bit of everything that you can really do with it, trying it either way. But I think for you, pruning a little bit earlier, maybe let's call it like around Father's Day instead of the 4th of July, try that out. See if that can bring it a little bit better. The other thing too, you know, I've seen them in multiple areas. I've seen them in full sun, and then I've seen them in part shade, you know, half day shade, half day sun. That could affect it a little bit too. The ones that I'm seeing in more sun are doing a lot better. So, just something to be thinking about. Again, I do appreciate the email, Chris, and hopefully that helps. We'll try and touch a little bit more on that after the break. So, we'll be back in a few.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA News Update. GOP lawmakers working through the weekend in the hopes of avoiding a government shutdown. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters yesterday he's optimistic that sort of a deal will be worked out ahead of the September 30th deadline. Mexico has reached an agreement with the U.S. to help curb the number of migrants crossing the border. A record-breaking 233,000 people crossed the border illegally in August. Embattled Democratic lawmaker Bob Menendez facing competition for his Senate seat already. Congressman Andy Kim challenging Menendez to represent New Jersey in the U.S. Senate. Last week, Menendez was indicted on federal bribery charges and has been called on to resign. Menendez, however, says he will not step down. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I am coming at you live, but I'm not looking for questions on air today. I am answering a few of our email questions, and then I'm going to give you some more information as I am out for the day. I've got a lot of family stuff going on. Like I said last week, September is a crazy month, and it's going into October a bit. So I am doing everything I can to give you some good information and timely information. So, you know, let's continue on a little bit about that Montauk daisy that we were talking about, right? So we were talking about trying to prune it a little bit earlier for somebody who's more north of Boston, right? Let's call it Boston for ease. So we're probably an hour north of Boston in this area. So maybe it's a little bit earlier than July 4th, right? But at the same time, what sometimes happens with these plants, that after 3, 4, 5 years, they actually need to be separated and divided. And so that could be part of the reason why they're having an issue blooming until late, because they're just so stressed out, there's so much of it. So every 3, 4 years, it is something that you should divide and, you know, make more plants in the area and hope for the best with it, right? And we talked about the pruning cycle of it, and we always think about it now because this is when they should be blooming. But there are people out there that just say, let the Montauks grow, because they can get 3 feet tall, 4 feet wide, and they'll just get big. And you don't have to do a lot to them, right? Some people will say cut it back early and then, you know, cut it back again in July 4th area. Some don't want you to do that. It's an interesting plant because both ways work and there's no real wrong way, right? There's no wrong method to it. And they're a great little plant because it's one of the last plants in the garden that's blooming during the season, right? It's usually October. There's not much that's blooming in your garden in October. And so having these Montauk daisies is something that we start to see now. We're starting to see in the next few weeks. And we're saying, ooh, I want that. But what have I got to do? So we can plant them now. But remember, in the spring, those are ones that we can cut back or kind of just let go. Some people will actually say, you know, I've seen some areas that say if you cut it back to the ground every year, yes, the stems will be fresh and new, but they might be weak. If you just trim the top growth in the spring, leaving the canes to get stronger every year, the plant might be more sturdy. They also say remove any stems that are horizontal to the ground, leave the ones that are upright. And only cut back a third every spring. Now that's one way. The one way we were talking about before is cutting back early spring, then cutting back July 4th. And the reason why we're doing that is to keep it more compact. Because Montauk daisies can just get so tall that they kind of just flop, right? So that's the couple ways to do it. Right? You could even kind of do that trim in the spring and then just top off the top by about 4 inches end of May. And then it's going to get maybe blossom a little bit earlier because, you know, I've used that thought process of early spring and then July 4th. But doing it this way, it's going to be a little bit earlier. I was saying maybe around Father's Day, but you could even do it earlier than that. One really cool thing about the, you know, the Montauk daisy, other than the fact that it's one of the last bloomers, is it really doesn't need a lot of fertilizer. You can kind of just let it go. And it kind of takes over and turns into more like a shrub than it does a perennial, even though it's that, you know, it doesn't have as much woody structure to it. Right? You know, the woody structure kind of shows that it's a shrub, whereas the herbaceous, more, green type stems show that it's, you know, more of a perennial. That's not true for everything, but the majority of it, right? So, this one, if you treat it like a shrub, you can kind of just let it go and do its thing. So there are multiple options for this. This isn't just a one and done, you know, one style only. That's what I think is one of the cool things about the Montauk daisy, is you can do it one way and it works. You can do it a different way and it works. Obviously that happens with a number of plants, but this is just really cool and something to be thinking about. So Montauk daisies, they're going to start blooming if they haven't already in your area, and they are just amazing. I mean, they're some of the cool plants, and it's so nice to have something a little bit different at the end of the year other than like mums, right? So just keep that in mind. There's definitely some options out there for you for some fall blooming plants. Now, I do appreciate that email, Chris. Thank you so much for that. And kind of went a little bit on a tangent on it, but I think it's important because we're going to start seeing it, and that's when we want it, right? And this is when we should try to plant it, but you could also get it in the spring from your garden centers, right? They might not look like a lot at that point, but that's a good thing. You're not going to have to prune it back that first time. Anyways, we're going to try to talk a little bit about a few more things here for you guys today. We got plenty of time. We're just getting started. I think, you know, we've touched base on a couple email questions, right? I call them calls, but they're questions. Let's talk a little bit about what we could be doing, you know, in the yard. Like right now is the perfect time. Weather-wise, it's perfect to be putting in that last bit of lawn, getting it finished if you haven't already. There's time. It's late in the season, maybe. It's fall, but still good time. The way the weather's going, it's allowing the grass to focus on putting roots down versus worrying about all the extra shoots and getting bigger and all these things. It's going to get established for you. It's going to fill in. It's going to clump in. It's perfect. It's definitely something that I think you should be looking at doing right now if you haven't already. And like we talked about last week, using a starter fertilizer is something that I highly recommend. I don't recommend it if you just put your fourth application down, right? You know, your fourth application a lot of times has a 20% nitrogen or a 21, right? You're going to have those three numbers on there, NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. The nitrogen is going to be for greening, phosphorus is going to be roots and shoots, and potassium's all around, right? Now, they're percentages, right? So if you see the number on the bag and it says 2006 or 2003, let's call it, it's 20% nitrogen, there's no phosphorus, and 3% potassium. Now, if you kind of look at what you do for the year, it starts off of the season, it's usually like a 29.06, then it goes to like a 23.2003, then a 18.03 or 20.03. At this point, we're reaching up to about 70 total percent in the nitrogen. Then you do a fall with another 20, and then at the end of the season, it's a lower number. That's almost 100% where five applications, where four, it's not that 100%. So, the reason why I'm saying this is if you put too much nitrogen down, if you just put an application down, then you go to put a starter fertilizer down, it does the opposite effect of what we're looking to do in the lawn. So that's why we don't want to put the starter fertilizer down. So, if you have not put a fourth application down, starter fertilizer is your fourth application. All right? Don't do another one immediately after. Use that starter fertilizer over the entire lawn and then overseed the entire lawn and get it filled in. And one thing I want to recommend, like I've recommended before, and this is the perfect time, in about 10 days, put more seed down to fill in those areas. So I want to go over the seeding process a little bit more, right? When we talked last week with Karen from Natural Alternatives, she said something that I'm not sure everybody picked up on right away. She said when you are overseeding, you want to mow your lawn very low. Right, so usually we're letting the grass grow a little bit. We're not cutting it right down to the root system. You never really do that, but you understand what I mean. Very low. If you are reseeding or overseeding at this point, we want you to cut the lawn low. You know, you're not chopping everything down to the ground so it's dirt, but we want to chop it down low. The reason this is the case is so that seed, that starter fertilizer, can get down to the soil, make contact with the soil. And so when we water it in, it starts working immediately. We're giving it the best chance it has to succeed. So mow the lawn low. Then put your starter fertilizer down. Then put your grass seed over the top. And then if it's getting cold in the air, you're doing it a little bit late, maybe look for some sort of seeding mulch, right? They have some different like fibrous mulch that can go over the top. They also have some straw that has all the weed seeds taken out, so it's actually cooked and made so there's no weed seeds, like regular straw. I want to touch on that too, because straw is very popular this time of year, but I want you to understand a little bit more about straw in a little bit here. But, so we're going to put those things down, and we're going to protect our lawn. And I would actually say, you're not going to water until you put that straw down, if it's late in the season and it's cold. So put that straw down, then water everything down. Two reasons. One, that straw usually has what's called a tackifier, right? And it's usually just like sap. But it needs to be watered in to hold it in place a little bit more so that it doesn't just fly away for you. And then it's going to insulate the seed, allowing the seed to stay at that temperature that needs to start to produce roots and grow from there. Right, so a little bit of a process here. The straw part at the end, not necessarily needed unless it's late in the season and you're saying, I just want to put something down, and if I cover it, the seed's covered until next year and then it'll germinate in the spring. Either way, fine. But like right now, we're still in September. We still got probably about a month before it gets really too cold where the seed's not growing. Maybe even more. I mean, the way the weather's been going the past year, you just don't know. So anyways, we'll go into more in detail about straw versus salt marsh hay versus a cooked straw on the next segment, because I think it's important this time of year. A lot of people use straw for decorations, and they might say, why don't I just use that? Don't do it. I'll explain why on the other side of the break. So stay tuned for that. We will be back in a few minutes.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Actually recording this live with new information for you for this time of year that you would like to, it's really going to help you in your garden. I am away for today. I got a lot of family stuff going on in September, so I'm recording this so it's not just a rebroadcast of something later. This is new content. So anyways, during that last segment, we were talking about straw and using a, you know, specific like seeding straw to use over, you know, your seeding of the lawn. But I want to make sure you realize that that is a specific straw. This is not the straw that you're going to start seeing, or if you haven't already seen at your garden centers, that are using for decoration. You know, that fall decoration, building scarecrows, doing all those things. That's not right now. Okay, that's not the one that you want to use in your lawn or garden beds at this point. Now, why is that? Well, straw has weed seeds in it. So you're just moving weed seeds from one area to another and placing it in the lawn or garden so that it can take over. Whereas a seeding mulch, you know, there are a number of varieties out there, right? There's Lucerne straw that has been cooked to a point where the weed seeds are no longer viable. There is like mainly mulch that you've probably heard of. There are like blankets nowadays that are almost fibrous, right, that you can roll out that have seed in it. That's like a kind of type that is fine. But regular straw, the ones you're getting in the bales in the fall, do not use in your lawn, your garden, your vegetable garden. It's just going to move seeds around. If you want to use something that's in a bale like that, you could use salt marsh hay. So New England, salt marsh hay is something that we all know. You leave New England and you start talking about that and people kind of look at you like you have like six heads. Like, what do you mean salt marsh hay? Well, salt marsh hay is cut from salt marshes. The salt that is in the area basically gets rid of all the weeds that are in there, and it's just meant to protect. It's basically like putting a blanket down over something, but to allow everything to breathe underneath it, and it's just going to hold it in place. It's almost like a different style mulch, right? That's just something you've heard us talk about on the show for years. So there's the three types of somewhat useful, right? So just, I don't want you to use the straw that you're seeing at a garden center right now in your lawn, your garden, any of those, because you're really just putting weeds in it. And if somebody is going to tell you that, you know, a regular bale of straw doesn't have weed seeds, put it down and go find someplace else, because I'm telling you right now that bales of straw, unless they are come in a package that states on them that they are weed seed free, don't, you know, those are the ones you want. Don't buy the straw to put in the garden around, because you're just moving weeds into the area. So it's definitely something to be thinking about, right? It's not something that we just want to, just grab and say, oh, this will work. Because it'll be more problems later, right? Now, if you're looking to add weeds to your lawn, have at it. I'm not going to say no to that, but the fact of the matter is most of you are looking for that green lawn. And by using it, it's just not going to work. Anyways, as always, I want to, just say, if you have some questions for us, you can always email us. Our email is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. That way, if I have to do any of these shows, any of these broadcasts where I'm recording previous, I can answer your questions on there. And then that way, it's more live material, and it's not something that you've heard prior. So, going to head to a break here. When we get back, we're going to start touching a little bit on, some pollinators. You've heard me talk about it a lot, but it is super important because we're going to start hearing leave the leaves. You heard me talk about it before. I'm going to talk about it again. So we're going to take a break here. We get back, we'll move into a little bit of pollinating and other useful tips for your garden. So stay tuned for that.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.